I want to say good morning or hi. I always do that because it's morning time when I'm recording these, but I want to say hello to everybody who is watching online, and it's so gratifying to see all the comments every week and the questions, and yes, I do really respond to them, and it's really great, and we're getting, on average, about 4,000 or 5,000 people watching these videos, which is really exciting. So I want to say thank you for being part of our online community, and also thank you to everybody who's here. We are recording live at Sangha Yoga Church on a Sunday morning in Kansas City, and what I want to talk about today is this paleo diet. Now, why? Why would I want to talk about it? I really know very, very little about it. I had to actually look it up on Wikipedia because I already have my mode of eating, you know? But what I've noticed is that the people that I know who have done it, this is what they tell me. It makes sense. It's what our ancestors ate. They did this for millions of years. It's what got us here. And you know, to some extent, that makes a lot of sense. It really does. I mean, it's not like all strands of human beings made it this far. Our ancestors must have done some pretty good things. And it's okay for us to go back and visit them and see if some of them are improvements over what we're doing. I heard a historian say something really interesting the other day. He said that if you think of the Empire State Building, which, tall or short?
Tall.
Tall. Just want to make sure y'all are with me. Tall or short?
It's tall.
Very tall. Okay, it's very tall. Extremely tall. He said that if you consider what we consider to be modern times, going back, let's say, to the Industrial Revolution, a few hundred years, or a couple of hundred years, that if you consider what we consider to be modern times, relative to the Empire State Building, representing all time, what we consider to be modern time is a coat of paint on top of the antenna.
Yeah, interesting.
So take that in for a second. Because we only have the reference of our own time, we tend to over-amplify its own importance. We always think we are living in the most critical time in the world. And from a metaphysical standpoint, you are. Because you're living from the causal point of all future in your life. One of the things that I find, though, that when we go back and we look at our cave-like ancestors, is that we have not considered whether they get up first thing in the morning and carry a screen to the bathroom to look at. You're laughing because you do it. Most people pick up their phones and go to the bathroom and first thing in the morning. It's the last thing we often do at night. Most people are staring at this little screen all the time. I love this quote from Desiderata. Max Ehrman wrote this poem, published it in 1952, and this is the opening line. A friend of mine gave me this as a gift for my birthday at one point. The opening line in Desiderata says, "Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in
silence.
Silence. Silence. Silence." I just finished doing 4 weeks of a 3-part series. That was a joke, y'all, but it was true. It worked out that way on stress. We don't want to be stressed. We don't want to be in distress. We like to think that in modern times we can handle a million things literally coming at us every morning, every minute, every day. But when it comes to our diets, we say, we're just simple people. We need to eat like our cave folks did. Do you see the dichotomy there? Raise your hand if you understand my point. That we're saying that a human being is a simple animal, and at the same time, we are complicating the living starch out of ourselves. And I'm as bad as you are. I want you to know that. I do meditate twice a day, 20 minutes a day, have not missed it since we started about 6 weeks ago. Absolutely incredible. Highly recommend it. And yet, it's not all you need. It's not all you need. When I was 20 years old, I worked at a radio station, and my best friend also worked there. It was a girl. We weren't dating, we were just best friends. But she was the most outlandish, fun person that I knew. We actually saw, this will date you, this will tell you how old I was at the time, we saw The Big Chill 21 times.
Aww.
21 days in a row, me, her, and anyone else we could drag to go see this movie. One night she said, I've got something fun to do. And I was like, of course you do. That's what Sally did. Sally came up with fun things to do. She said, we're going to go on a silent date. And I said, no, we're not. That's absolutely crazy. And she said, no, we are. We're going to go out on a silent date. And I said, okay, so that means I don't have to talk to you. That's all right. I mean, I'm okay with that. But what about if we go to a restaurant or anything like, no, that's half the fun. We have to convey to them in silence and everything.
I know, right?
We did it. We went to dinner at a Mexican restaurant. Now, the ordering is a lot easier than you would think. You just point, grunt, small, large, whatever. That was the easy part. The challenging part was when they go away and you're sitting there with your best friend and literally have nothing to say. That's not normal for people. But what we discovered was, within a very short period of time, we could have a great conversation. One of our other best friends, who is my roommate, Brett, was one of the worst dancers you've ever seen. We used to like to go to clubs and dance and everything. And Brett, this is how he danced. This is all Brett had going. This was his groove thing. So we found ourselves having a conversation about this, Brett using sign language. Fast forward 30 years. I'd asked a lot of women to go out on silent dates with me since then. They were adamant that I was crazy and they would never consider it. Until my present wife, who thought it was a really cute, sweet, great idea. But what she decided was, because one of the things that was encouraged when I was in ministerial school was that we were to go off and be silent every so often. We were to take a day, 2 days, 3 days, a week in silence, not talking to anyone. Now, Marty knew this, and she knew that actually back when I was at the church and back when I was in ministerial school, I would actually do this about every 90 days. But I haven't done it in years. And she suggested we do this. And so we went to a little retreat center somewhere here in the Midwest. We're not going to tell you because we want to continue to go there and not run into you. God love you all. Because we totally get away when we go there. This picture that you're seeing, I shot last week with my iPhone. That's what it looks like where we were. It's absolutely beautiful. So we go there, and we spend the day in silence. Not when we first get there. We're schlepping our stuff to the cottage, we're unpacking, she's doing this, we're talking. But what I find interesting is we go there with the intention to unplug. Our cavemen ancestors were never plugged in their entire lives the way we're always plugged in. You always know where everyone is or can get in contact with them. You're in contact all the time. If one of you has any sort of a significant event in your life, I know because Marty's Facebook alert goes off on her phone. We are so connected all the time, and we're not meant to be that way. If you want to go back and look at it historically, because men are bigger, stronger, and tend to get angrier, it made sense for us to go out and kill things and bring it back for people to eat back in paleo days. Women, who were much more needed by the children, stayed home. But they were ostensibly alone a lot more than they are now. I consider what I do, because I was thinking about the fact that we did all these videos this past weekend for Marty and Star for In Bliss, that I'm a teacher. I'm a teacher. Because if you think about it, I'm doing about 50 videos a year, plus writing. And I've discovered there's an easy way to do this. Read other people's stuff, reword it, whether you try it or not, and pass it off as brilliance. Or really, really try and experiment with what you're learning. And I've chosen the latter. And I want to tell you that you need to unplug. You need to get away. You need to be... Thank you. Silent. You were designed to be this way. Jesus Christ would do what? He would go off into the wilderness to meditate. It says in the Bible, how long was he there? 40 days and 40 nights. The number 40 appears 147 times in the Bible. It does not mean 40. The number 4 means long enough. The number 0 means emphasis. So Jesus got the heck away from everybody else, long enough. Long enough. We don't ever get away. Here's what we find ourselves doing while we're there. We journal, both of us. And this is why we need this time. You don't know your own mind. You don't. You know the thoughts, the impulses, and everything else that's running through your mind, but until you get quiet for at least 24 hours, then you start to really hear your thoughts. And you can journal what you're thinking. I realized journaling on this last trip last week that we did, that every major life-changing decision I have made in the last 20 years happened when I was on some sort of a silent retreat. That's a pretty big deal. That's a pretty big deal. Because I've actually done this kind of stuff for a very long time. I decided to go into ministry when I was off camping by myself for a week in silence. What do you want to do with your life? You ask people that and they go, I don't know, screen, 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 kids, 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 life, 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 work, work, work. Unplug. You want to know the next thing to do with your kids? Unplug. You need to unplug. It's so funny, of course. I knew I wanted to talk about this week. I knew I wanted to talk about this week, and then I took home the videos that I've been recording with Marty and Star from the very first day. Took those videos home, and I wanted to check them and make sure they were okay. That we hadn't somehow lost all of this stuff we have been shooting for 3 days for all these 8 hours of videos, 3 different camera angles. Go home, plug the discs into my computer. This card cannot be read by this computer, must be formatted. What does that mean? What does formatted mean?
Erased.
Erased. It means must be erased. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Marty was making breakfast. I went downstairs. I had checked every one of them. They all said the same thing. Oh my God. We had had, at those 2 shootings, a total of probably 17 people. I did not want to go back and say, oops, can we do it again? Now, the funny thing was, I called Apple. I got on the phone, I called AppleCare. AppleCare is awesome. They got on the phone with me really quickly. And I told him, I said I had reset the pram. I was so proud. I'd looked that up to tell me what to do. I'd looked up several things. I had tried this. I had done that. And he said, William, they always call you by your legal name, it seems, I guess. William, did you unplug? And I thought, no, I didn't unplug. I shut the computer down, restarted it, did all this. No, I didn't unplug it. He says, no, you don't understand. We've built into the Apple system that if there's a problem, unplugging reboots a lot of those problems.
You turn it off. You unplug it for 30 seconds. You plug it back in. You wait 10 seconds and you power it up, and it runs great. When we're there, we journal, we read, we sleep, we wander. It's a big area we go to. It's about 1,600 acres. But the most important thing we do is we wander. We wander. Because when your face is shut, your brain can think. The next day, we were off silence. And it was amazing, the inane things that I found myself having to say to Marty. That the day before, I just couldn't, so I didn't, and they didn't matter. But as I wondered, and as we wandered, I saw a picture of a, not a picture rather, but a shadow of a leaf on a post. I would have walked by that a million times had I not been in silence. But instead, I went over, pointed to it, took a picture, made a heart sign, directed it at her. I turned a moment's situation into a Valentine card, into a romantic expression of how I feel. The beauty in the nature was there. I just needed to unplug. So I don't know who I'm talking to, by the way. Like I said, thousands of people watching online. There's 30 or so people in here. I never know who I'm talking to. I do know that most people don't do what I suggest. But every time somebody tries it, somebody takes it on, somebody realizes how powerful this is. And let me tell you, it's not easy to get away like this. The morning as we were getting in the car to leave, we found out that my dog was trying to kill my daughter's cat, and she was keeping the dog. So what are we going to do? Take the dog on silent retreat? It just didn't make sense. Everything was coming up to prevent it. And yet we did it. So how do you do this? How do you start? You know, it was funny, this morning, just to show you how easy it is, I Googled spiritual retreat centers in Missouri. Look at all the, this is just Missouri. These are people who say we are a spiritual home. We want you to come here. Now, what are they really? They're Presbyterian centers, they're Methodist centers, they're Catholic centers, they're Jewish centers, there's Hindu, there's Islam. Now, they put these retreat centers together for their own faith. Don't let it kid you, okay? Unity Village, here in Unity Village, Missouri, has a huge silent retreat. You can come and do silent retreats there at the program. And they're not even listed. So they put these communities together, or these retreat centers, and they're not packed all the time. They're empty most of the time. So they love to have people from other faiths come. And no one's going to try and turn you Catholic or Islamic or Presbyterian. They're just going to respect you as a spiritual person. My question to you is, do you respect you as a spiritual person? Do you respect you as a spiritual person? We now have in our calendars every 90 days, a standing 3 days at this place that we go. Every 90 days. You know why? We're that important. How important are you? Who's going to be the one to take it on? Try it once. It will change your life. You were meant to be silent from time to time. It's the only way to really hear what's going on inside. Thanks.